This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company. For more information and links to all our great podcasts, visit hartmanmedia.com.
Welcome to the Holistic Survival Show with Jason Hartman. The economic storm brewing around the world is set to spill into all aspects of our lives. Are you prepared? Where are you going to turn for the critical life skills necessary to survive and prosper? The Holistic Survival Show is your family's insurance for a better life. Jason will teach you to think independently, to understand threats, and how to create the ultimate action plan. Sudden change or worst case scenario, you'll be ready. Welcome to Holistic Survival, your key resource for protecting the people, places, and profits you care about in uncertain times. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Jason Hartman.
Occasionally, we have a guest host, and today we have Fernando guest hosting for me. So I hope you enjoy this episode. It's fascinating. Dive in and enjoy, and make sure you visit us at hartmanmedia.com to check out all of our great shows, and be sure you have actually subscribed to the show so you don't miss any episodes.
This is your host, Fernando Aries, in partnership with the Hartman Media Company, filling in for Jason Hartman. Today, it's my pleasure to introduce Steve Hewer to the show. He's a degreed nutripath from the American College of Nutripathy in Scottsdale, Arizona. He holds certificates in light and dark field blood analysis, phlebotomy, homotoxicology, homeopathic and isopathic remedy usage, O-ring muscle testing, which is also called quantum reflex analysis, and several others. Steven uncovers a wide variety of topics and has a very interesting life history. Overcoming mercury poisoning after 15 long years of adrenal fatigue and chronic constipation. Welcome, Stephen. How are you today?
I'm good today. Thank you, Fernando. Pleasure to be on, and I'm glad you have this show and that we're both conversing on the subject that so many people need to learn about, because I remember back in the 70s and 80s when I was struggling with health issues, there were no readily available sources of knowledge on how to get well. So for me, it took many years to get well compared to now. The knowledge is so readily available through podcasts like what you're offering that people can learn concentrated, distilled information that may have taken 30, 40, 50 years to learn in one 30-minute podcast and put it into practice and be fantastically healthy again in 6 to 12 months,
I agree. It's the tide is changing. There is so much available today, and from a functional perspective, which allows people to increase their ability to live a long life and healthy life. Please give us a sense of geography and let us know where you are physically located and talking from.
I live in the warm climate of South Carolina right now. I'm close to Asheville, North Carolina, and in the county of Greenville. So that's where I'm at.
Excellent. All right. So let's start. Perhaps you can give us an overview of your life learnings, essentially on how nutrition has helped you overcome several chronic health issues that you've had and you battled for years. Walk us through the process, if you would.
Okay. So yeah, as a kid, I was raised in the 60s, 70s with not any regard. My parents didn't have any awareness about distinction and quality of nutrition. So I was allowed to eat. Basically, there was ice cream in the freezer every night. There was 14 boxes of sugar-coated cereal in the cupboard, chocolate chip cookie with my lunch, and there was more sweets when I got home from school. There was
something.
Yeah, it's just junk food the whole way through. About the only real meal was dinner. So I had my share of cavities, which had 7 of them put into my teeth up to about the age 15 and a half. And then when I was 15 and a half, I had 2 more that I was taken to a dentist to have them filled. And this was in 1976. So there was 2 large fillings put into my mouth that day. And I got a very bad sore throat. I got very sick. And, no one knew what this was attributed to. It was just thinking that it was just a natural cold, sore throat type situation. So,
no, Stephen, were these the regular amalgam fillings?
Yeah, except that the reason that these ones were so much more, you could say, drastic in their effect, and I didn't have this effect with previous 7 put in my teeth, was because in 1976, the dental profession changed the ratio or the actual amalgam makeup of what it was made of. It used to be silver, mercury, zinc, tin, copper, and the silver prices went up in 1976, and that would have required the dental profession to increase the price of their fillings, not wanting to lose customers or to have to lay a higher price tag on their patients. They change the amalgam formulation to be more mercury, copper, and then the zinc and the tin, and no more silver.
So for economic reasons, not health reasons, obviously.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, and you know, all the wiring in your home is made of copper because it's so conductive. It conducts electrons. So what this did was is that this made for a greater, you could say, battery effect or electron exchange between the mercury and the copper. These high copper amalgam fillings actually released 50 times more mercury than the previous kind of fillings.
Wow.
So you could say that the two fillings put into my mouth in that one day was the equivalent of 100 of the previous variety. So the mercury exposure was off the chart high, and I was so sick that the sore throat wouldn't go away. So I was taken to a doctor, and this had never happened in my life. I'd never had a sore throat that wouldn't go away. I was one of the healthiest kids in my family of five. I was the one that I didn't stay home from school hardly ever. I was the one that always went to school. I didn't get sick.
Yeah.
So I had to go on antibiotics for not just the normal 10-day round, but I was put on it for 20 days before the sore throat would go away. So then shortly thereafter, my bowels stopped working. I'd never had constipation a day in my life. All of a sudden, I've got this total discomfort, of the distended stomach, all that. And then I went 4 years like that where I was basically eating very little food. I switched over to vegetarianism, and that was actually more favorable because, you know, if your bowels aren't moving and you put high-protein meat into your gut and it stays there, you're going to get a lot of putrefaction, a lot of ammonia. It's much more toxic. So
yeah. It
was more advantageous to temporarily be vegetarian in terms of my body's being not less toxic. But 4 years of living on very little food because not much going out, so that's how I compensated. My parents weren't really involved in my life, so there wasn't really anybody helping me figure this out. So I'm basically the one trying to figure it out. So I'm doing a vegetarian diet for 4 years. By age 20, you could say I've semi-starved for 4 years. So by age 20, I'm going to this college. And 6 months into that, I wake up one morning feeling like a tank had rolled over my body. I felt like I was half dead. I lost all drive and motivation to pursue school, to study, to focus, because the energy was just not there. So I went back home and basically went through various things of just working at the landscape job type thing for a while. Didn't really have the energy, but I did it anyways. Then I went back to that school just to check it out one more time and decide I wasn't going to stay there. So I came back after 3 months. I started up with a construction job. And because my energy was so low because of this adrenal exhaustion I went through at age 20 and not being able to eat because this chronic constipation, I would nap at lunch. So at this construction job, rather than eating, I was resting because you have no appetite when you're bowels don't move.
Sure.
So I ended up accidentally cutting my left thumb off while I was trying to rip a 2x4, which is something that I shouldn't have done. And in the recovery time window of having my thumb sewn back on and being on like workman's comp, I did this fast that was 10 days long on carrot juice and grape juice and taking a clay psyllium shake that was like a bulking agent. And days 5 through 8, all this tire rubber type junk came out of my intestines and I felt like I was reborn. I felt like a brand new happy human being. So from that point forward, I was eating clean all the time. My bowels were clean, but I was still, the intestinal transit time was still slow, tending to constipation all the time.
Now, Stephen, this is just a clarification here. This is before you did any of your formal training for nutrition,
yeah.
Is that correct? So were you guided at the time or are you kind of, you know, figuring things out on your own?
A friend of mine in this church that I went to said, hey, there's a book that she had had the same problem with her bowels moving. So she had some surgical procedure done, but she said she met this woman that was part of our church faith that had written a book on this and she gave me the book to read.
Right.
So I read the book and that book was basically like some of the books that are out there nowadays that have been out for some time was this how to do a liver or intestinal cleanse with this clay psyllium shakes along with juices.
Yes, a complete detox, okay.
So I did that, and then I went and became a colon hydrotherapist in Santa Monica, California for a little while, and basically tried being a raw food vegetarian. I went down to the Lemon Grove place in Lemon Grove, California in the San Diego area, which is like a Hippocrates Health Institute. So I did that raw diet for a while. Then I went to Hawaii, tried to be a fruitarian, started to lose my teeth, because I was eating so much fruit for 6 months that you demineralize your body. So I had to learn to reverse that, and I did. I reversed the enamel that had been lost and the sensitivity. I reversed it doing some things, and then
I imagine you missed out on quite a bit of K2, which has a large effect on your teeth, you know, if you were a vegan for quite a while.
Yes, exactly. I was deficient in that. I held wheatgrass juice in my mouth for like 5 minutes at a time, twice a day, and drank a ton of it. And kept my mouth really clean with like flossing and water picking. And that process allowed my saliva to remineralize my teeth over the course of several weeks. So it got normal. Then to come forward in time, in 1991, I had a severe health issue happen where I got an infection from a lip balm that led to herpes cytomegalovirus Epstein-Barr infection, which led to actual, quote, diagnosed chronic fatigue syndrome. And that little bugger, those viruses are nasty, man. That's like, that's still the biggest challenge to get rid of that thing. Then you come forward to and I had my fillings removed in 1991 and replaced with white composite. And then I come forward to 1997 and I learned about the symptoms of mercury toxicity, and I had like 98% of them. So I did a mercury cleanse with DMPS and DMSA for 9 months. So injections of DMPS for 4 months and then DMSA capsules for 5 months. In the 9th month, my bowels started working 75% normal for the first time in 24 years.
Now, can you clarify those acronyms for us? What is exactly these injections? What is the ingredients on them?
They're both synthetic man-made amino acids that are high in sulfur. Uh-huh. So basically, one's injectable and one's an oral capsule, and they're just aggressive at pulling. Sulfur is the main substance capable of chelating heavy metals out of the body.
So they just bind to these heavy metals and do discharge them via urine, or how does it work?
Well, because they're coming out so quickly and your body's not prepared for it, the majority of it comes out the urine and the kidneys, which is not desirable because that damages the kidneys and weakens them. So after 9 months of doing that, I stopped doing it because I didn't want to run the risk of, you know, kidney failure or something down the road with damaging kidneys. So I got off of them and just started using natural things after that. I did mercury challenge testing. That's where you take a little bit of DMSA and you collect your urine for 24 hours and you send it off to a lab for analysis. I did that from 1999 to 2005, and my mercury always showed high, always toxic. So then, well, many years later, I finally got on One World Way. I had a mishap with the FDA because I was helping people heal with a supplement that was getting them well. So I got, you could say, sidetracked for a little while with FDA challenges.
Now, did you know at the time that the cause of your mercury poisoning were the fillings that you had, but you still kept them?
I had them out in 1991. That's when I had the infection occur on my lip from a lip balm. And so I got them out because I knew mercury was bad. By that time, I knew, and I still had them in my mouth. But see, I felt really good up until then in terms of energy. My bowels didn't work right. I still had to take herbal cleansers. I still had to take Kalimas once a week for 15 years, all that stuff. But overall, energy was good. So then I had this herpesviral infection occur that caused me to go into an extreme state of fatigue. And I lost my hair and all this different stuff that happens when that happens. Then I immediately had my mercury fillings replaced with white composite in 1991 as a sort of like protection protocol. But it still didn't, you could say, turn things around. It didn't do anything for my health. I had to go many years later. In other words, the mercury was stored throughout my body. Just having it removed from your teeth doesn't get rid of the trillions of molecules stuck in all the cells of your body.
I see.
So that process took many more years to figure out. So I started that process in 97, 98 and got my bowels working after 9 months of doing DMPS and DMSA. Then it took many more years to chelate the rest of it out. And when I was using just the natural chelators like zeolites and cilantros and chlorellas and the other products are out there, that was a very slow process, and you'd get such small amounts out that it just takes many, many years. So finally, my bowels were probably about 90% normal at that time, and I split over to South Carolina. I just wanted to cool out from the stress I was under with the FDA, and then I got introduced to this One World Way. So I was introduced to a whey protein powder that in the past, anytime I took a whey protein powder, it would just constipate me. I didn't like it. It didn't make me feel good. So got on this stuff and I really liked it. It made me feel good. My bowels worked fine. I was surprised at how it made me feel. It kind of made me feel cheerful, and I never felt that from any whey protein powder ever. Okay. So I started to market this product under this label called One World Way, and we started to get all these feedback from people telling us they're detoxing their heavy metals and they've seen their hair test heavy metals come down and their bowels or constipation's going away and all these miracles happening. So many years have passed after taking the One World Way, and I redo my mercury challenge test. I take some capsule of DMSA, I collect my urine for 24 hours, and my mercury levels in my urine show zero.
What was specific about the product, One World Way, that made the difference? How did it remove so much of your mercury?
Because the key to removing mercury and heavy metals and chemical toxins and drug deposits and any toxins is you have to get rid of the inflammation in the intestinal tract first. The intestinal tract regulates, either upregulates or downregulates, the production of glutathione throughout the rest of the body. So when you're inflamed in the intestines, the body says that it's not safe for you to detoxify what's in your tissues because what's going to come into the intestines is going to injure the intestines and possibly reabsorb because of its state of inflammation. So it downregulates the production of glutathione. When your inflammation in your intestines goes away and you are fueling your body with the correct protein and amino acids, which is what's found in this One World Way, then you're fueling your body with this specific sulfur amino acid called cysteine. And cysteine, it comes in this form where it's bound with two cysteine molecules, so it's called cysteine. So in this particular dipeptide form, it will readily absorb through the intestines and get utilized by the rest of the body. It goes into the cells as cysteine, and then breaks down into two molecules of cysteine and then fuels the production of glutathione intracellularly. So it's helping to get rid of the inflammation in the intestines, helping to clean the mercury and stuff that's in the intestines itself away. And then once that's done, the rest of the body is safely going to detoxify it, and it's not going to send it out through the kidneys. It's going to send it out predominantly through the liver, because the liver is responsible for the majority of that kind of detox, because it doesn't hurt the liver to do this. It can hurt the kidneys to do it. So that's one of the reasons why people take years to get well with their detox protocols, is because if they take just the chelator, whether it's a man-made chelator like DMPS, DMSA, whether it's EDTA, IV chelation, or whether it's the natural substances like zeolites or cilantros or chlorellas, all those things fail to get rid of the inflammation in the small and large intestines and fuel the whole body's intracellular needs for this sulfur amino acid to produce glutathione. So what I'm seeing people, they can get rid of 80, 90% of their heavy metals in 3 months on One World Way. You can take 4 years or more to get rid of only a fraction of it on lipoic acid and DMSA or DM and these other protocols that are out there. It takes forever.
What about vitamin C? I mean, people have taken mega doses of vitamin C to increase the production of glutathione. Did you look into that as an alternative, or did that not work? Any comments?
Yeah, what it is that you have various ways. There's herbs out there. There's taking N-acetylcysteine. There's different things that will stimulate more production of glutathione. But it's my experience that just stimulating a little bit of production isn't the same as fueling your body a protein that puts you into a positive nitrogen balance. Because when you're not in a positive nitrogen balance, your body won't make the best use of amino acids. So your protein synthesis that you're trying to achieve with regards to your whole body and your liver producing phase one and phase two liver chemicals that clean up your body, that whole process is orchestrated predominantly through protein. So you get a much, much more dramatic positive increase in glutathione production with One World Way than, say, N-acetylcysteine or an herb out there that might do it, or vitamin C, or the various things that are out there. It's just no comparison. Vitamin C, it's like ascorbic acid is going to get inside the cell and fuel antioxidant things and in that way spare glutathione a little bit, but it's like a little thimble full of results compared to a wheelbarrow.
Yeah. Do you take the whey protein regularly?
Yes.
Since that time, you've been taking it regularly to maintain your levels of glutathione?
Yes, exactly, because we're living in toxic times. Not only do I take it to keep my glutathione high, which helps me to detoxify the unwanted chemtrails that I inhale into my body, the various toxins that are in the environment, and also keeping inflammation down, I'm taking it because it gives me energy. It makes me feel good. There's a technology used. The man that invented this product, he goes to great pains in his multi-million-dollar laboratory to put the whey through a technological process where the protein structures are restored to a more optimum shape, and there's an energy put into it. So if you think of like a battery that has all its juice in it that will light a flashlight versus a battery that's empty and won't light a flashlight, it's the same way with whey protein. They're processed and much of their life force is gone. This one undergoes a process of putting that life force back into it. So people report to us consistently that they literally feel this significant improvement in energy and well-being for a five-hour window from taking a serving of the whey.
I see. That's an amazing recovery, and I'm glad that you were able to find, I mean, after so many years of having chronic issues, to find a way to restore your body and reduce inflammation and maintain, basically regulate the levels and production of the key anti-inflammatory glutathione can really make a difference in making you healthy. On your other product, when we talked, we discussed the Synergy One product.
Oh, yeah.
I believe these are growth factors that eventually trigger cell repair, which will slow down aging. Can you explain this a little bit for our listeners? What exactly are growth factors and who might be interested in taking them?
Sure, Fernando. Growth factors are proteins and or substances that activate your cell wall's ability to absorb amino acids. If you look at the difference between a baby and a young person in their teenage years or in their prime years, their skin is flushed, full, plump, no wrinkles, all that. When you look at an older person, 80, 90-year-old person, their skin is wrinkled, their skin is shriveled, it's dehydrated. That older person is still eating, say, the same amount or almost the same amount of protein they did when they were in their 50s or 60s, but they've got this tremendous aged look to their body. That's because their growth factor production has declined significantly. So your growth factors are in their highest production from, say, your late teens to your late 20s to about age 28. So after age 28, these growth factors decline. So there's a lot of different growth factors that are some that are labeled and known and some that are unknown. So there's like growth hormone, there's IGF-1, there's insulin, there's estrogen, there's testosterone. These are all growth factors. And then there's also growth factors that are not really labeled, which are made from a protein in the body called the somatid. And that's a whole other subject, but there's a lot of different growth factors. So you have most of them when you're about age 28, and after each decade after age 28, your production declines by 10%. Uh-huh. So your ability to absorb amino acids circulating in your bloodstream into your cells goes down percentage-wise each decade by that much. And so when you take Synergy 1, you're introducing a proprietary growth factor into the body that helps raise your growth hormone levels back up to a more youthful state. That's one of your most dominant and master hormones in the body that regulates this ability to assimilate and absorb amino acids into the cells. So your rate at which you repair starts to increase like it did 20 years ago. So now you want to heal up that cartilage or the density of your bone or your gum recession. We've had so many case histories for the last 16 years of whether it's wrinkles diminishing, gray hair reversing, fat loss happening, strength and muscle increases, libido increases, to the bone density returning, to gum recession reversing, to vision improving, to liver health returning, thyroid health improving, getting sleep, deep sleep again, mood improving. You can have a broad spectrum effect on the body like a panacea when you address protein synthesis, because all tissues of the body are proteins. And if you can increase the rate at which they repair, every aspect of your health improves.
In the process for this cell repair, I assume, must be different than the process of chronic inflammation. Our body tries to address stress and wear in the body through repair. But I think what you are referring to with cell repair and the growth factors is, again, a different process than chronic inflammation. Is that correct?
Yeah, basically inflammation is an effort on the part of the body to, you know, increase a supply of blood to an injured area. And because people don't understand the causes of inflammation, they keep doing the same things. They keep eating cooked vegetable oils. They keep eating excess amounts of cooked foods. And so they keep on generating free radical damage in their body that is chronic in nature. But every time a free radical substance, cooked vegetable oil or whatever, comes in contact with a cell, it's going to steal an electron from the cell of your body. And then that electron theft is rupturing and damaging that cell such that you have inflammation in that area.
Sad news is that the standard American diet has so much omega-6 being introduced with those vegetable oils that the ratio between omega-6 and omega-3, which are anti-inflammatory, is just so high in a large amount of the population.
That's not the actual whole picture. The real picture is that the oils that people are consuming have been processed at 140 to 210 degrees. That's the expeller pressed hexane gas extraction process. The health food store variety is pressed at 120 degrees. Anything above 110 damages and destroys that oil and oxidizes it.
And usually they are frying for hours and hours in the same oil and it keeps oxidizing during that whole time.
Yeah. So you have something that literally is the greatest accelerator of aging that you could put into your body,
exactly.
Which is a heated vegetable oil. But there's a new line of seed oils on the market that I'm working with that are phenomenal. They're developed by a man that used them to heal himself of Crohn's disease and candidiasis. And he's pressing them at 100 degrees heat, which is unheard of. And they're not filtered. And they're stored in a Myron glass bottle, which is a type of glass that looks black, but it's actually a dark violet that protects the oils from any light. So literally, they can stay at room temperature for 2 years and be tested. And they have virtually zero oxidation, which is unheard of. And when you take these oils, you feel them, because when you get unoxidized seed oils into your body, omega-6 and omega-3, your cells need these unoxidized oils to become a part of the membrane, because that is the way by which the cell attracts oxygen to itself and gets it to go into the cell. It's called oxygen transfer. I don't care whether you're a Lance Armstrong athlete or whatever, the oxygen getting into the cell is not a result of how much exercise you get. Getting oxygen into the blood doesn't mean that you're getting into the cells. That part is called oxygen transfer. To transfer oxygen from the blood to the cell is a result of having enough unoxidized omega-3, omega-6 from seed oils in the cell wall itself. That's 95% of the cell's essential fatty acid needs are the unoxidized seed oils. Only 5% of the cell's needs are the DHA, EPA that comes from cod liver oil, say.
What's the source of the seed oil? Is it flax?
There is a variety. There's pure flax. There is sunflower. Flax is your omega-3. There's sunflower. There's black sesame. There's pumpkin seed, which is phenomenal for your prostate. There's coriander, which is phenomenal for getting rid of candida. There's the black cumin seed oil, which has got thymoquinone in it, which has been studied extensively. It's very anti-cancer and really good for all parts of the body. People lose body fat effortlessly sometimes just taking black cumin seed oil every day. So these seed oils are about 8 of them. There's a blend called 5-Seed Blend that has all of them except the black cumin. They're just phenomenally rewriting people's health. It's the as a nutritional practitioner for 25 years, going on 26, I've worked with a lot of products and I've seen the industry and see what's out there and studied physiology, and I'm like blown away that this has been one of the biggest missing pieces to creating this high level health and protection from cancer is finally the first ever seed oil product line that is zero oxidation that's going to totally satisfy your cell's ability to utilize oxygen again.
I can't emphasize that enough. Flaxseed, when it's ground, it oxidizes very quickly. And a lot of people that thinking that are doing themselves a benefit by taking flaxseed that is oxidized is actually harming themselves. So, you know, you have to be very careful on not only what you eat, but what process did it go through and how are you ingesting it and what's the bioavailability.
Yeah.
So this is a product that you're currently selling through your company?
Yeah. So at the site sacredseedoils.com, sacredseedoils.com, you can go to the page, which is introducing you to these oils pressed by a man that pressed these oils to heal himself of his diseases, and they're a phenomenal product. They're made by Andreas Wecker. That's the man's name, and they're all on that page, sacredseedoils.com, all those oils and the explanation of what their benefits can be. Pretty phenomenal. That's the one most significant thing people can add to their health, because we have the highest rates of cancer in recorded history in the United States of America right now. Statistics say it's 1 in 3 people are going to get cancer sometime in their life. One of the biggest pieces to that equation is the omega-3, omega-6 in its unoxidized state. That is what Otto Warburg showed. That is what Joanna Budwig proved. She had a 90% success rate curing cancer in the 1950s using fresh pressed flax oil, something entirely different than what we have available in the health food stores today.
Excellent. I think you mentioned that the person that came up with this process is a gold medal winner in gymnastics. Is that correct?
Yeah, Andreas Wecker was a 1996 gold medalist in the gymnastics high bar for Germany. So he was a national hero in Germany at that time, yeah.
Okay, recognize it. We have a few more minutes for our conversation. What other products you want to mention before we end the show, Stephen?
I guess I should say that Mineral Magic is something people should consider getting into their diets. Trace minerals are absent in the food supply, and I have played around with a lot of the mineral products on the market, a lot of the mineral toddies, the colloidal mineral supplements, and I have worked with Mineral Magic now for probably 14, 15 years and have been very satisfied with the results, surpassing anything I've ever worked with. People take a teaspoon of this powder, mix it with water, and yes, you could say it's called good dirt. And whether you apply it to your plants and feed it to them or your animals, the results have been consistently stellar for animal health, plant health, and human health. And people take a teaspoon of this in water a day. They go, wow, I have much more mental and physical energy. Gray hair reverses about 40% of the time. People need less food. People, they feel better overall. And there's another product called Earth Ormus that we carry, which is actually a monoatomic version of the Mineral Magic. It's been gone through an alchemical process which converts the larger particle minerals into smaller single atom state of the same trace minerals. And when you take about a quarter teaspoon of that, it's better than Viagra for men, and it's the total libido product for women too. It's phenomenal.
Sounds great. Well, Stephen, this has been an awesome conversation. You have a wealth of knowledge and firsthand understanding of how these products can make a huge difference in everyone's life so that they can be healthier and really deal with a lot of these chronic issues related to poisoning, essentially, that we see so often.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. This is awesome. I would like to just ask you to share you know, any URLs or anywhere else where people can find you and follow your work?
Yeah, the URL address is sgn80.com. That's S as in Sam, G as in George, N as in Nancy, the number 80.com, real simple website address. And the phone number is 864-895-6250, 864-895-6250. We're here to educate and empower people to, you know, fantastic health again.
Well, thank you very much, Stephen. This has been great.
Thank you, Fernando.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, too, Brad.
Thank you so much for listening. Please be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss any episodes. Be sure to check out the show's specific website and our general website, hartmanmedia.com, for appropriate disclaimers and terms of service. Remember that guest opinions are their own. And if you require specific legal or tax advice or advice in any other specialized area, please consult an appropriate professional. And we also very much appreciate you reviewing the show. Please go to iTunes or Stitcher Radio or whatever platform you're using and write a review for the show. We would very much appreciate that. And be sure to make it official and subscribe so you do not miss any episodes. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode.